I grew up east of Missoula around Marshall Grade, and at that time I think I was vaguely aware that the Mullen Road went through my backyard. But as I learned more and grew up more, it became clear that not only the Mullen Road, but the Indian roads, the roads to the Buffalo, and essentially the one that Meriwether Lewis followed in 1806, was also through my backyard, which it is through a lot of people's backyards in the Missoula area. And so I think that captivated me to learn more about the Mullen Road and so forth. Plus, I've had the opportunity at the Missoulian, thanks to my editors, etc., to explore Western Montana history. Well, as much as I'd like to, I guess, when the opportunity has arose.
You're a lucky guy.
I feel very lucky in that regard.
Well, we're here to talk about the Mullen Road Conference, but I guess we can't really do that without talking about its namesake, and that's John Mullen, Lieutenant John Mullen. Who was this character?
John Mullen was an interesting character, actually, and I have learned so much more about him just recently because, for the first time, a full-blown biography of John Mullen is essentially hot off the presses and will be available at our conference this weekend. It's written by Keith Peterson, the Idaho State historian. He takes John's life from birth in Maryland to his death in Washington, D.C., back on the East Coast in 1909. In regards to our area here, John Mullen was the supervisor of the construction of the U.S. military wagon road. The dates are 1859 to 1862.
What kind of guy was he? Do we know much about him on a personal level?
The biography that Keith Peterson did sheds a lot of light. Supposedly, John was about 5'4". He was a pretty straight-line military guy. He was identified by one guy during the construction of his road as a monomaniac in terms of construction of his road. He had one focus, and that drove him for a good part of 10 years in his life to get this road built.
Okay, the Mullen Road. What is it? Where does it go? What was the idea behind it?
The idea behind it was to connect the highest navigable waters between the Columbia River and the Missouri River. So it was a military wagon road to deal with, at that time, pre-Civil War Indian uprisings in the Northwest. He started construction at Walla Walla, Washington, and completed the construction at Fort Benton on the headwaters of the Missouri. He made two sweeps. The first sweep was in 1859-1860, and then he got another $100,000 appropriation from Congress, even as President Lincoln was beginning his term and the Civil War was breaking out, mm-hmm. to go back and improve and in some cases change the route of the road.
Hmm. So this was very valuable to people then. I mean, if they're expending that sort of money at that time.
Yep. Territory building was big politically and just for the growth of the nation.
How big a crew was this?
You know, other people know that count better. We're talking a couple of hundred at least, mm-hmm. and it was both military, a military escort, and civilian workers, essentially. The men in the military escort had the opportunity to help with the construction of the road for more pay.
What was the payoff?
In Montana and Idaho's terms, the payoff was huge and serendipitous. The road was planned years before gold was discovered in southwestern Montana. The road construction began in 1850, for real, in 1859. There wasn't the first significant gold rush in Montana until 1862, in the latter months of the construction of the road. The road was never used hardly at all for the purpose it was built for, the military transport. In fact, it was only used once for that, and that was in the first year, 1860. But it was the interstate highway to the gold fields in Idaho and then into Grasshopper Creek, Bannock, and Alder Gulch in Montana, and then Last Chance Gulch. At the time that the road was completed in 1862, there was no such thing as Montana. The only Montana that appeared on the western landscape was a mining camp in Denver, Colorado. By May 26, 1864, we had gone from being in western Montana, gone from being Washington Territory when the road was completed to Idaho Territory in 1863 to Montana in 1864, the first time that we appeared on the map as Montana. And the road had probably unimaginable consequences in forming Montana Territory.
So if it wasn't for gold, it could have been a big bust.
In some ways, it was a big bust because the road in the stretches, especially west of Missoula, was immediately in ruin and disrepair. Nobody had left any funds to maintain it. So you couldn't get from here to Spokane very readily after the road was built, even though the road was built from Spokane to here, to Missoula.
I'm a Missoulian, Kim, and I think of Mullen Road as the road to Walmart and some beautiful residential areas west of my city here in Missoula. And there's so much more history than that.
Well, and I think that's what gets us Mullenites intrigued, is that there is so much. It's a portal to so many other things, and even the route itself, which nobody can really establish exactly where the original Mullen Road went, other than for a few rare stretches all the way between here and Walla Walla and Fort Benton. But the portals to the military history of the time, to the engineering and surveying history of the time, it's just the possibilities of where you can go if you start looking at the Mullen Road's history are endless, and I think that's what really entices us to keep looking.
Okay, let's talk about this weekend. What's happening?
Conference is an annual conference that has been at cities all along the Mullen Road, from Walla Walla to Fort Benton with stops in between, and Spokane, Missoula once before in 2008, and in Helena. We have it back this year because 2 years ago it was in Walla Walla, and at that point it was decided instead of going willy-nilly along the road, we'd start from the western terminus in Walla Walla and work our way east. Mm-hmm. And so last year it was in Spokane, this year it's in Missoula, next year it may be in Helena, and the following year we'll get to Fort Benton and then start all over. Mm-hmm. The Mullen Road Conference has developed into a three-day thing where basically a Saturday or a Friday night reception, in our case it'll be out at the museums at Fort Missoula, based at the Military Museum. On Saturday, then, is a day-long program of speakers at Ruby's Reserve Street Inn. Saturday night, we have a banquet with the keynote speaker being Keith Peterson, the biographer of Mullen. And then on Sunday, which to me is always the highlight of these things, is a bus tour along the Mullen Road. This year, we'll be heading east of Missoula and explore some of the neat things out there.
Back in your stomping grounds.
Back in my stomping grounds, right.
Yeah. And is this open to everybody or just, as you say, the Mullenites?
The Mullenites are the core, but man, we invite everybody. And we've segmented it to the point where we'd hope that people would pick out, you know, you don't have to come to the whole conference, but you certainly can pick out the parts that interest you and register and show up. Actually, you can show up at the door and register too. We're a fly-by-night seat-of-the-pants operation, and so Judy Mattson, especially at the Friends of Two Rivers, have loaned us their website, tworivershistory.net. The easy way to remember to get to it is just by Googling Mullen Road Conference 2014.
Last question, pop quiz. Somebody very close to me was born and raised in Mullen, Idaho. How many statues of John Mullen are there along the road?
Ooh, pop quiz, and I'm not ready for that one. Let's see, Fort Benton, Great Falls, Deer Lodge, Drummond, two in Missoula, counting Milltown, St. Regis, and then either two or three or maybe even four in Idaho. So
that's darn good. You're a lot more specific than I was. The answer is 28.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Now, they're not all the same marble monoliths. Are all 28 of them that?
That's a good question. And I'm looking at that right now in the picture, and I don't know.
There are several in Washington that we saw on our way to Walla Walla, actually, that that was a campaign basically launched here in Montana in 1916 to build those granite monuments that you see by the railroad station. Privately funded. The one out at Bonner, it was funded by W.A. Clark, the Copper King, who had built the dam at that time.
And we're talking about a statue here. This is Mullen, I take it, a beard, and it's not a cowboy hat necessarily.
Yeah, probably an army work hat.
Army work hat.
I don't know.
Standing there in a jaunty position with a rifle and a pistol slung in his belt. And
as far as we know, he never fired a shot in 4 years on the construction.
But he's ready for it, by God.
Right. And unfortunately, the inscriptions at the bottom of the statues say something along the lines of Captain John Mullen built the Mullen Road or Military Road. It has the wrong years, 1853 to 1855.
Oh, no.
And I never have figured that out.
Hey, Kim Brigham, thank you so much for coming in to tell us about the Mullen Road Conference.
I appreciate it.